Now with his preview of the meeting is Mark Hunter. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
G'day, Trent. Good, thank you.
That's the way. Let's get stuck into this meeting today at Seymour. And as we mentioned, we are on a good four and the rail is out 6 metres, but there is a chance we might get an upgrade. Just waiting for my data to update here as we look at race number one today at Seymour. Just while I get that up, what are your confidence levels today at Seymour, Mark?
Gee, it's a hard day. I thought there were a couple of good things and they've come out this morning. So as you'll see by the betting when you go through it, there's some really tough races. Hopefully we can get them right, Trent, and find some value for the punters.
All right, race number one goes at 1:30. It's a fillies and mares maiden over 1,100 metres and the scratchings here are 7, 12 and 16. Favourite in the first is a first starter from the Kylie Valley Yard, an astute stable, number 3, Rose Cuvée at $5. One Better Together, $5.50. 13 Chulam, also $5.50. 5 Whiskey Queen at $7. 9 Jones A Jet at $7.50. 6 Armus, $8.50. $9 each of 2 Royal Opera and 8 Imperial Dawn. Seems a tough way to kick off here, Mark.
It certainly is. Look, I'm going to go with number 5, Whiskey Queen, who's had the benefit of race experience. I think it comes out of a pretty good race up there at Bendigo. That Tommy Hughes first starter was highly impressive that day, and the second horse from the Mar stable had big raps on it. Whiskey Queen was posted wide. It was beaten 7 lengths, but I think you'll find that's terrific form for a race like this. And from the good gate, Fred Kersley can go forward, get a run near the top, and good each-way value. To beat number 1, Better Together, this horse was a nice debut covering ground. I don't think that was a strong race up at Ararat. That's your query. Number 3, Rose Cuvée. Drawn wide, it certainly trialled well. It was a bit fierce in the trial, but did show ability. And down to number 11, Off Peak, who got back at Kyneton, made late ground up the fence, and should be better for that run also. Thought 5 would get a good run at odds. 5, 1, 3 and 11.
5, 1, 3 and 11 in the opener. Race number 2 is a maiden for 3-year-olds over 1,200 metres. Pull out numbers 10, 13, 14 and 17. First starter here, number 2, Brigantine Bar for the Team Hawks is $5. So too is number 3, Celestial King. $5 each of 2 heading the market. 15, Aggression, $6.50. 4, Dogmatic from the Godolphin Barn at 7. 9, This Skilled Cat at $7.50. Number 12, Happily to Be, $8. And 6, Icon, $8.50.
Yeah, another very tough race, this one. I will go with number 4, Dogmatic, who kicked off its career on a day at Geelong where you had to be on the fence or you're in all sorts of trouble. It ran quite well behind More Sundays. Now, it's gone for a spell. It's come back. It's trialled up okay. It draws for a good run. To beat one from the jump-outs here, number 8, Sir Gawain, who I thought trialled quite nicely there at Caulfield. Got a good barrier, can run well at odds. 6, Icon. It comes through the same race as Whiskey Queen first up. Just got that wide gate to overcome. And down to 15, Aggression, who's showing ability, and I think the blinkers going on the first time will be a big plus for this horse. Another very tough race, 4, 8, 6 and 15.
4, 8, 6, 15, and good luck to Warren Huntley in the ownership of number 12, Happily to Be. Race number 3 on the card is a maiden for 4-year-olds and older. They run 1,200 metres. Scratchings are 1, 3 and 9. 6, Rocky Road, even money, $2 for Dean Holland and Archie Alexander. Number 7, 6, Sigma, $3.50. 10, Shandon Apparel, $6.50.
Yeah, it looks a dead set two-horse race. I'm going in the favourite order, number 6, Rocky Road, who's had the 2 runs so far. I think the second last time was a beauty. It made good ground. Draws gate 1, well-suited first up 1,200 metres. It's the one they have to beat. The danger is definitely number 7, 6 Sigma, who's having its first start for the Weir stable. It's shown enough ability to win a maiden for sure. Take your pick after that. Number 12, Mashinka, shown some ability, good gate, good rider, and 8, Bella, who whacked away just okay behind them, but is drawn for a nice run. They should savage the judge. I've just put 6 on top of 7, 6, 7, 12 and 8.
6, 7, 12, 8, race 3, race 4, a maiden for 3-year-olds and up over 2,034 metres. Pull out numbers 6, 12, 15 and 17. And the favourite is number 3, Coherence at $3.20. Johnny Allen rides for Darren Weir. 1, American Ear, $7. 9, The Patchy Kid, $8.50. 10, Valoucher, 9, $10 each of 2, number 8, Rebel Excel, and 14, Bint Cherokee.
Yeah, I'm with one of those horses there, number 14, Bint Cherokee, who's a filly, only had the one run at Yarra Glen. Tight little track there wouldn't have suited it. 1,500 metres was way too short for it, and it got back and was never likely, but right on the line, it was going quite nicely. We've seen the second horse there, Ocean X, come out and win like a good horse at Geelong last week, and I think up in distance here for Stephen Baster now, Bint Cherokee, can run you a good race. To beat number 3, Coherence, it'll win a race shortly. It's had a few tries. It's got that wide gate to overcome. It's got a chance. Number 4, Chronic, got through last time, just failed. and one American Ear, who's only had the one run back from a spell. I don't mind the quick jump in distance for it. 14-3-4-1 in another hard race.
14-4-3-1, race number 5. First leg of the Quaddie, a class 1 over 2,034. Take out number 12. Heading the market is number 1. Here Comes Lenny at $2.70. Freddie Kersley rides for Busterton and Young. Number 2, Vella's Pride, $7. And number 3, Bocaine, $8.50. Also, I've missed one there, at $4. You've got 5, Able Engine at $4. 7, Blue Jay Way at $4.60. And as I said, number 2, Vella's Pride at $7.
Yeah, I'm going with Blue Jay Way as my best for the day. It's had always shown good staying ability, this horse. It's had the two runs back from a spell. It was very good first up, just failing. Then went to the Valley, one of those night meetings where if you were back and wide in that race, you may as well not have turned up, and that's where it was. It was never likely, but strong to the line. I think it's ready to win. It's a perfect race, few scratchings, so it'll still get back, but shouldn't be too far off them on the home turn and can run them down. To beat number one, Here Comes Lenny. Probably should have won last time. Jumps to 2,000 metres, got a good chance. Number 2, Vella's Pride. I think getting back onto a better surface can improve. And 3, Bocaine, who just pushed forward last time and did too much work, is better placed here. But pretty keen on 7 to run well here. 7, 1, 2 and 3.
7, 1, 2, 3. Best of the day in race number 5. First leg of the Quaddie. Race 6 is a benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings are 3 and 6. And the favourite is number 1, Pekaya Prince at $3.40. 5, What a Hoot at $4. 2, Electric Charlie, $4.20. 7 is Oscar's My Mate Par at 5. Number 9, Merry Men at 9. 8, Our Severa at 10.
Well, I like this race from a value point of view. I think a couple of these, like the favourite, Pekaya Prince, and also Oscar's My Mate Par, there's no doubt they're better soft trackers, and they're well in the betting. So I'm going here for number 9, Olonro Bay, to run a much better race and the best value for the day. It resumed from a spell up there at Ballarat against I Am Queen and Rocks the Castle, and I Am Someone running third, a terrific form race. It was just posted wide the whole way, had no hope where it was. Still ran okay. I think this is much more suitable. Jai McNeil takes over. I think it's got a terrific each-way chance to beat. Number 2, Electric Charlie. Electric Charlie was a good win 2 starts ago. Always a plus when Luke Nolan rides these horses. 5, What a Hoot, has got a good gait, has got speed. And I threw number 8, Our Severa. Fitter for one run back, gets a good run from the draw. I'm going around those favourites. I'll go 9, 2, 5 and 8.
9, 2, 5 and 8 in race number 6. Race number 7, a benchmark 64 over 1,100 metres. Take out numbers 10 and 11 here. And the favourite is number 6, Savvy Shields at $4.60. Teo Nugent on board here will take a kilo and a half off for Anthony Friedman. 4, Triple Shot and 7, Wallace Street at $5. 5, Emperor's Chariot at $7. 12, Pretty Bella at $7.50. 3, Ava Party at $8. 8, Snows Broad $10.
Yeah, tough race for the Quaddie. You're going to have 4 or 5 across the track at the 150-metre mark and luck in running vital. I like a horse that will need luck here, number 3, Ava Party, who resumed there at Sandown. The distance was too short for it, just run off its feet. But again, right on the line, it was going quite well. Now, I'm hoping can settle a bit closer here at the 1,100 metres. Nikita will just need luck up the straight. Some gaps to open. I think if the gaps come, it should run on strongly. To beat number 9, the Bont. Had a couple back from a spell, made ground nicely last time, should be ready to fire. 6, Savvy Shields. It trialled okay, it'll push forward and give you a sight. And then 4, Triple Shot, who's got good speed, was a good win last time. It's hard and fit now, it's going to be hard to run down. Need some luck, but 3 can finish hard here. 3, 9, 6 and 4.
3, 9, 6 and 4 in the 7th. The last race, 8, is a benchmark 64 over 14, 22, 8, 10, 11 and 13, all staying at home. 3, Fighting Shadow, $4. 5, Mr. Tipler, $4.20. 1, Vegas Boulevard at 5. 2, Frankly Harvey, 6. 7, Think We're Due, $7. 12, Courting Verity, $8.50.
Yeah, it's an even finish here. Not much between these. I think number 3, Fighting Shadow, is certainly working up to another win. It was a good win here a couple of starts ago and okay behind Elite Drake last time. Nothing wrong with that form and draws well. To beat number 5, Mr. Tipler, coming across from New Zealand, ex-Kevin Myers. Saw a trial a little while ago at Cranbourne. Looked the trial quite well. 2, Frankly Harvey, gets a good run from the draw and the drop in grade will help. And then number 1, Vegas Boulevard, who lost the rider last time, was good before that and gets a great run here for Luke Nolan. I'll go 3, 5, 2 and 1.
3, 5, 2, 1 in the final event. What's your best value Quaddie and player of the day at Seymour, Mark?
My best is race 5, number 7, Blue Jay Way. My roughie is race 6, number 9, Olonro Bay. The Quaddie will cost you $120 for 50 cents, so you can flexi that. First leg, 1, 2, 3 and 7. into 2, 5 and 9, into 3, 4, 6, 9 and 12, into 1, 2, 3 and 5. Play of the day, I think the best race to bet in is race 3 with 6 and 7 dominating, so I'll be taking the Quinella, the Exacta both ways, and the Trifecta. I'll go 6 and 7 for Quinella and Exacta, and the Trifecta 6-7, 6-7 field.
Good stuff, Mark. Good luck today at Seymour.
Thank you.